It was another night at the hotel bar, staring into the distance, idly stirring what was now mostly melted ice from my drink. My mind wandered as the blur of people walked by, their conversations overlapping with only a few words escaping the low rumble of the group. I picked out enough to put together some research convention was happening this week. Regardless, it didn't affect me. My reason for being here no longer mattered. Stood up by my own husband as I tried to inject some semblance of passion into our dying relationship. Why do I even try? I thought to myself. I sat there, feeling the weight of the meaningless ring on my left hand, frustrated and angry for thinking he would ever change. I looked across and caught myself in the mirror, my navy striped dress hugging every curve of my body, my cleavage perfectly on display. I felt the sheer fabric against my skin with each movement. I looked fucking good. My tan skin glowing in the dim light. My long black hair, silky and smooth. Everything wasted on someone so unappreciative. That's when you showed up. I picked you out from the crowd. Clean cut, tall, tan, with your dark hair neatly trimmed. You made your way through the crowd, finally reaching the bar next to me, card in hand. The scent of your cologne took me back to reality, just in time to catch you staring at me, taking me in, making no effort to hide that you liked what you saw. We locked eyes, and a tremble shot down my spine. I watched as you ordered a round, passing each drink back to some disconnected hand reaching forward from some faceless crowd. I was enthralled by you. Sharply dressed in a tailored charcoal suit, white button-up with a dark navy tie. It wasn't until you pushed my empty glass away with a full one that I was brought back to the present. I broke my eye contact with you, looked at the drink and back at you. I sheepishly replied I'd had enough, but before I could finish my sentence, you refused and pushed it back into my hand. I took a sip, feeling the warmth of the liquid glide down my throat. I never broke eye contact with you the entire time. Alyssa, I introduced myself. You smiled and raised your glass and toasted my drink as you introduced yourself to me. Our conversation was effortless. You were genuine and smart, able to carry on the topics without any awkward pauses or breaks. It felt right. As the night progressed, the conversation became less superficial, and you told me you were single as I caught you staring at my ring. I scoffed and admitted how I wish I was. You perked up at this sentiment, and soon I was opening up to you. We continued to talk for only what felt like minutes. That is, until we noticed we were the last ones at the bar. I felt your hand brush my leg under the table as we spoke. And when I didn't stop you, you left it there, the tips of your fingers slowly caressing my thigh through the sheer dress. Shivers shot through my body as my hand rested on top of yours, pushing it firmly into my thigh, giving you the green light. My hand left yours and began to reach over to your slacks. I remember slowly pinching and squeezing until I found what I was looking for. You were hard. I could feel your arousal strain against your pants. I turned the palm of my hand so I could grasp your length through the fabric and began to rub up and down the bottom of your cock. Slowly, I looked up into your eyes and mouthed how badly I needed this. You stood up and paused, waited to see if I reciprocated, if I meant everything I was saying. Slowly, I turned around on the stool before getting to my feet next to you. Your hand immediately found my lower back and guided me through the lobby toward the elevators. I didn't care that people were watching. I didn't even care what they thought. I wanted to be yours for the night. We stood there, hands rubbing and feeling each other's bodies, waiting for what seemed like the slowest elevator in existence. The doors slowly parted open, and before I could react to your strong hands wrapped around my waist, turned me to face you and pushed me backwards into the confined space. One hand desperately grabbing at the hem of my dress, lifting and tugging as you tried to reveal my ass. The other hitting the 18th floor button on the panel. I felt your lips on my neck, kissing and sucking. You trailed your hot, wet tongue along my skin. I didn't care what marks you left on me. I was yours that night. Your free hand greedily grabbed my dress, pulling it down as you released my breasts from their confines. The other successful in its endeavors as it lifted up the back of my dress. I was exposed. I felt the cold metal grab bar against my firm ass as you continued to grab and massage it. Your mouth moved down my neckline to expose my breasts, greedily taking each one in your mouth. Your soft lips and your wet tongue swirled around my sensitive nipples. I let out a moan as I reached for your crotch, my hands trying to grip your hard cock, desperate to feel your skin, shaking as I fumbled with your pants. Your lips parted from my breasts. I felt the wetness of your saliva along my soft skin. "Look at me," I heard you growl. I slowly lifted my head up and stared deeply into your lust-filled eyes. Your hand reached forward and gently lifted my head higher to meet your lips. The embrace was electric. Tasting you for the first time, I moaned into your mouth as our tongues explored each other. We never separated, not until we felt the elevator stop. I turned my head and saw the screen display 18. This was our floor, just one short walk down the hallway, I thought excitedly. I quickly covered myself as the door opened, revealing the soft glow of the hallway. You took my hand firmly, gripping it, and pulled me toward your room. The door shut behind you, and we immediately embraced again. Our tongues darted into each other's mouths as we kissed deeply. We never broke apart as you pulled your blazer off, loosened your tie, and started to undo your buttons. I eagerly kicked off my heels one at a time, letting them land on the floor with an audible thump as my hands impatiently reached for your belt. I unceremoniously ripped it off and threw it aside. I shook with excitement as I clumsily undid your button and reached for the zipper, holding back what would be mine for the night. But you had other plans. You stopped me. Stood up and slowly walked away from me. I looked up and saw a grin form on your lips. I watched you bend over and pick up your discarded tie, undoing the knot with your strong fingers. You never broke eye contact. It felt as if you were able to see straight through my soul, at my deepest desires. I stood up straight, facing you, as you slowly closed the gap between us. I watched in silence as the navy blue tie between your hands slowly got brought up to my eyes. My chest heaved as I tried to catch my breath. I was so excited. I felt the silk against my face, tied firmly against my soft skin. The remnants of your cologne lingered in the smooth fabric as it plunged me into darkness. I knew you were close, but I could no longer see you or feel you. Standing there, I felt so vulnerable, shaking, craving your touch. I knew you were close by, examining me like a predator watching his prey. I felt your presence behind me, and your hands reach for the zipper of my dress. With one quick motion, you unzipped me and peeled the dress off, allowing it to crumple at my feet. Your strong hands caressed my skin as you brought them to my shoulders. Your thumbs hooked through the straps of my bra, pulling them off until they hung off uselessly out of the way. You moved toward the clasp, expertly unhooking my bra and letting it fall free. I felt the cold air hit my breast as the warmth of your touch left my skin. Standing in a stranger's hotel, blindfolded, wearing nothing but my navy panties, coincidentally matching my makeshift blindfold, I felt so exposed and so fucking excited. I hear you let out a little growl and felt your fingers wrap around my throat. You pushed me and led me back deeper into your lair until it stops my skin rested against something smooth. Something ice cold, the window. You kiss me deep, fingers never leaving my throat, the other hand reaching down toward my wet panties. You start to rub me through the fabric. "Do you get this wet for him?" you ask with a growl. "No, no. You make me wetter than my husband. You turn me on so much more than he ever could." I whimpered in return. It was true, all true. "I'm your married plaything to use and pleasure tonight," I let slip. "Is that so?" you asked as you move your hand from my throat to my shoulder. I got the clue and dropped to my knees, still blindfolded. I waited there on my knees as you undid your fly. I heard the sound of your pants being thrown to the side. My mouth watered with anticipation to finally taste you, to finally feel you inside me. I felt your hand stroke my hair before you pulled my head back. You met me for a deep kiss. You break our lips apart as I long for more, and I hear you growl quietly. I'm going to use that pretty married mouth of yours to teach you how to deep throat me. My thighs squeezed at your words. I felt myself getting wetter as I felt the heat radiating from your cock to reach my lips. I parted my lips and stuck my tongue out in time to feel the tip glide into my mouth. Your pre-cum coated my tongue and lips as I slowly felt you push past the opening of my mouth, my tongue easing along the bottom of your length. Feeling every detail of your amazing cock sliding into my mouth, deeper and deeper. Tasting your arousal, my hands instinctively moved to grip your exposed shaft, twisting and making sure to leave it coated with my saliva. I love feeling your wedding ring against my cock. Even though I had the blindfold on, I knew you were smiling. As those words left your lips, I was gushing. I needed more. I wanted to prove to you that I could be your married whore. I pushed your cock deeper into my mouth. Your moans encouraged me as I began to bob on your thick cock, pulling it out only for a quick breath before letting you slide it down deeper into my throat with each thrust. "Fuck my married mouth," I let slip. Drool and saliva escaped the corners of my mouth as I tried to accommodate for your girth. I felt it dripping down my chin, my neck, down to my exposed breasts. "You're so much bigger than my husband. So much thicker and longer," I moaned between breaths. You groaned at that and grabbed the back of my head, using my throat like a pussy, and began to fuck me. "That's it, baby. That That's a good married slut. I know he can't make you moan like I can, you added. The room filled with the wet sounds of your cock fucking my married throat. Our combined moans and grunts filled in between each thrust as I grabbed onto your length. I felt your cock throb, your pre-cum, and my spit dripping down my cheek and my chin as you held me down on your cock for one last thrust before pulling out of my mouth. I stayed there on my knees in front of you, using my left hand to slowly stroke you, knowing you were watching that diamond on my hand, coated in my spit and your pre-cum sliding up and down your length. Ribbons of spit and pre-cum still dripping slowly from my lips and chin as I blindly look up toward you from the floor. You pulled away from me, and I felt you grab my wrist as you firmly and assertively lift me to my feet. You embrace me, kiss me deep, my face still dripping wet from your face fucking. You ran your fingers across my cheek, scooping up the sticky, slimy mess before you fed it to me, your lips back on mine as we shared the taste. You turned me around and threw me onto the bed, landing on my back. The impact shifted the tie, allowing me to peek through. I see you standing over me at the edge of the bed, your cock stiff at the attention for me. Fuck. You're so much bigger than him. I accidentally slip out. You look down to see the blindfold askew. Say it again, you threatened. Your cock is so much bigger than my husband's, I moaned. I see you smile as you begin to lean over me. You place your hand next to my head to support yourself as your other hand found my soaked panties. You begin to rub me. I feel every detail through the fabric, getting me closer to the edge. I writhe and squirm as I got closer. You moved your support hand to my chest and held me down, held me still as you kept rubbing my clit through my ruined and soaked panties. I want to make sure this married cunt is tripping before I ruin it for your husband. Come for me, you tell me in a low voice. Make this married slut come, I plead. Your fingers speed up, getting me close. I writhe and fidgeted under your weight, feeling the climax building inside of me. I was close and you knew it. I was at the edge of ecstasy when I felt your fingers leave my clit. Please, fuck. Please let me come. I need it. I need it, I pleaded. Without a word, I felt you step off the bed. I tried to sit up, but you quickly pushed me back down, holding me still with your muscular arm. I felt your fingers at my married cunt again, curling between the fabric and my dripping entrance. With one fell rip, I felt the sting of you tearing my panties off like they were made of paper. I screamed in surprise, only to be met with a new sensation. Your lips on my cunt, greedily licking and lapping every drop of my cum. I felt your tongue slipping between my pussy lips, moving up the entrance to find my clit. I screamed and moaned, incoherent as I begged for more. Your lips enveloped my clit, sucking while simultaneously flicking it with your tongue. I couldn't think. I couldn't speak. You held me down as I reached pure bliss. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come, I announced. You begin to suck my clit harder as I feel your free hand at my entrance, spreading my pussy lips apart. I moan, as your fingers push through the barrier, instantly bringing me to the hardest orgasm I've had in decades. My body's twitching and squirming as the pleasure courses through me. I felt my wetness drip down into the sheets. You removed your weight from me as you stood back. Your fingers slipped out from my needy cunt, leaving me longing for more. You got onto your feet at the edge of the bed, gripping my waist and pulling me towards you with ease. The blindfold finally gave way in letting me see the man about to take me. The man turning me into a cheating, moaning, married slut. Is this what you needed? What you craved? What your husband can't give, you challenged? Fuck. Yes, baby, I need you. I need you now inside me. Fuck this married cunt. Fuck this married pussy. Use me. Make me yours. Claim me from him with your cock. Your hands move to my thighs, violently spreading my legs apart for you to see my dripping wet cunt. You held my legs apart as you moved close. I sat up on my elbows and watched the tip of your hard cock near my entrance. I could see the pre-cum dripping out from the tip onto my eager slit. Please, I moaned, feeling you press the tip against my opening. I tried sliding down onto you, but you were too strong. You were in control of my pleasure, and it made me crave you more. I felt it, the head, begin to part my wet lips. I let out a moan, feeling every detail of your cock as you slowly pushed it into me. I felt you stretch me more than my husband ever could, and I felt you push in deeper, deeper, more than he ever had. Fuck me. It's all I could muster. Make me cheat. I need this cock inside of me. Fuck my married cunt. You pushed in all the way to the hilt and held it there as I let out a quiet scream. Your married pussy is so fucking tight, baby. I'll make sure to stretch this wet fuckhole out for him, you moaned. You pulled out until just the head was inside of me. My body reacted to the void before you slammed back in, making me scream. Tell me how much deeper I am inside that taken cunt, you groaned as you pumped into me. I hear you moan, telling me how good my married cunt felt, making me admit how much better of a fuck you are than my husband, how much bigger you are, and how much more I come on your cock than his. Fuck, you're stretching me out. You're so fucking big. So much fucking bigger than him. Fuck me, I managed to scream out between each long, deep thrust. Your hands released the grip from my thighs and moved to my breasts, grabbing, squeezing, and massaging them with each thrust. You roll my nipples between your fingers, pulling and tugging at them, pinching them as they send sharp jolts of excitement coursing through my body. I can feel it in my pussy every time. The room was filled with wet slapping of our bodies colliding in ecstasy, our moans and growls loud enough to wake the surrounding rooms. But I didn't care. I needed this. I fucking needed this. After years of boring, infrequent sex, I craved being fucked like a woman. Fucked exactly how you were fucking me. You pulled out of my cunt and left me craving for my void to be filled. I watched as your hard cock hung out of the opening, glistening with my juices. Get on the bed on all fours. I want you to watch my cock disappear in your perfect ass, you ordered. I was still recovering from the emptiness left from your cock, but eagerly agreed. I spun around and clambered up to the bed, getting on my hands and knees for you. You climbed up behind me onto the bed, and I felt you grip my ass. You spread me apart, exposed my most intimate parts, and began to lick me clean. You taste so fucking good, I heard you say from behind me. Your tongue explored every inch of me from behind as I moaned and begged for your cock to fill me again. You positioned yourself behind me, the tip slipping easily back into my entrance. I want to watch my cock disappear inside that tight, wet, married cunt. Fuck yourself with my cock, baby, you said. Slowly, I backed up onto your shaft, feeling my pussy lips gripping every inch of you. You were deeper than my husband ever could dream of. Stretched me out more than he could ever have imagined. Fuck, I moaned as I kept pushing back, feeling completely full of your cock before I could bottom out on you. I felt you lift yourself up and began bucking into me. Fuck, you're so fucking tight, you moaned as you fucked me from behind. I love watching my cock stretch that tight cunt of yours, you continued. You hit spots I didn't know existed as you thrust it into me. I felt one hand grip my waist and the other moved up my spine as you trailed your fingertips along my skin. You picked up the pace and slammed greedily deeper into me. I screamed as you fucked me deep, feeling the familiar sensation building inside of me. I felt your hand move from my back to grab a handful of hair, pulling my head back as you began to thrust harder and harder into me from behind. My toes curled as my body began to give and weaken to the wave of blinding pleasure. Fuck, baby, you're getting tighter. I want you to come on my cock, baby. Use my cock to come. I want you to cover my cock with your juices, you moaned as your pace steadied. I felt the wave overpower me. My body began to go limp. I collapsed on my elbows, causing my ass to shift up toward you. You didn't slow as I reached the back to play with my clit. I knew how perverse the scene must have looked from the outside. Me, a married woman, on my elbows and knees, getting impaled by a stranger I met just hours earlier. The thought turned me on even more as my rubbing quickened. Come on this cock, baby. I want you to feel that married pussy come wrapped around me. You grunted as you fucked into me. I couldn't hold back anymore, feeling your strong grip on my waist. My hair pulled back, the soreness from your cock stretching my cunt out. I knew I was going to come again. Come, you repeated over and over between your groans. I felt it come over me. My legs trembled, toes curled, and I began to moan like a porn star. You let go of my hair and pushed my head into the pillow to muffle my screams. I came so hard, feeling myself milk your cock as I did. Fuck, baby. You got so much fucking tighter, you moaned. You reached past and grabbed a pillow, shoving it under my pelvis as you pushed my ass down. You shifted your weight onto me, never pulling out of my slit, and began grinding into me. Your entire length slipped in and out of my cunt. I crossed my ankles as I laid there prone, squeezing every inch of you. Greedy to keep you inside me. Fuck, baby, your pussy feels so good. I can't fucking last like this, you moaned. I turned my head to look back at you. Our eyes met. Come inside me, baby. I want you to come inside my married cunt. claim my fucking pussy. Ruin me for him. You know I won't be able to feel his pathetic cock after tonight, I teased. You thrust harder and faster with my encouragement. I felt your cock throb, your balls tighten. Fuck, baby, I'm coming. I'm fucking coming, you announced. I felt you twitch inside me. I felt your cock throb with each spurt of hot cum. I felt every ribbon shoot deep inside my adultering pussy, coating my insides. Fuck, come inside me. Fuck that cum into me. Cream pie my married pussy and send me home full of your cum, I encouraged as you rode your orgasm out. You collapse onto me, your cock still inside. I felt your cum sleep slowly out of my stretched hole as you wrapped your arms around me. You kissed me gently on the cheek and whispered into my ears, "You're so fucking amazing, Alyssa. Fuck, that was good, baby. You're perfect." I smiled at the sentiment and quietly fell asleep in your arms.